Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. Sam is a financial advisor extraordinaire. He's made his living advising CEOs, and now he shares his wisdom with small business CEOs on our show on a regular basis. And Sam, we appreciate that very much. Tell the audience how they can find your blog and all the things you're doing these days.
Sure. I have a website, norwoodanalytics.com, and there I'm, as you know, and some of your listeners know, I'm writing a book, and you're sort of helping me with this. I mean, you helped me in a nice way, and we're talking about some of the things that are going to be in my book.
It's called Serializing Your Book.
Serializing the book, and that's on that web page as I go, and it's oriented to helping entrepreneurs with the financing of their business.
Right. So folks, check that out, NorwoodAnalytics.com. Hey Sam, where you and I are. I've been warning my audience about the coming inflation for a while now.
Yeah,
as I watch the Fed do what they're doing, the chances of them unraveling $4 trillion in money they made out of thin air. I'm not saying they can't do it, but the chances are not great that it'll happen without inflation. And we could even have stagflation, which is what we had back in the 70s. Yeah. But there's some other things that we can do. Number one, that would help us protect ourselves against inflation. But Sam, everything that you've been telling us about and that we're going to talk about, even if we don't have inflation, it's going to be good for you.
Yes. Use this time. We're really kind of in a little magical time right now. Inflation right now is low. Interest rates are low, and business is improving a little bit. Let's consider this a little bit of an opportunity to do some things for our business that that will help us long term, regardless of the impact of inflation, which ultimately will come. And that is, for an example, let's use this time if we're going to be, let's say, mortgaging our properties to lock in the current interest rates, then let's use that money to improve our productivity. When inflation pressures rise, the labor costs are going to go up. So let's commit now to automate whatever we can in anticipation of rising demands for wage increases. Another thing we can do is we want to, as small businesses, maximize our flexibility. And how do we do that? One really good way to do that is shift more and more to independent contractors.
Instead of hiring employees and giving them an assignment, contract for certain work being done.
Contract for everything except absolute core. Mm-hmm. You want a contract for it.
Everything but core competencies, and especially customer connected type of work. You don't necessarily want to contract that out.
Right,
anything that doesn't, if it doesn't touch the customer directly, you try to contract that out. And Sam, this is actually, you know, a lot of people would say, well, that's not helping employment, but it actually is, because you're giving another company business.
Yes, you're giving another company, and you're giving people who have the expertise, but prefer not to go with the traditional way of employment forever with one single person, but they learn from all these different people, and they bring that expertise in a focused way to your business. And when you don't need them, you say, sorry,
that's
we don't need you anymore. And it's uncomplicated to say to a contractor, catch you later.
Yeah, because you can require them to perform on the contract in a way that's more easily manageable than it is an employee.
Well, exactly. But you have to be sure that when you're doing a contract with an individual contractor, that you're not confusing W-2 earnings with 1099 earnings.
Tax
issue.
This when he says contractor, he means a real contractor, not necessarily an individual. Although you might be able to be able to pull that off. But the main thing, folks, is to keep yourself lean and mean, right, Sam?
Yeah, lean, mean, and flexible. You can flex up when you're using contractors, and you can flex down when you have employees. It's a lot more difficult to do that.
And I wrote a whole chapter about what you just said in my new book about the niches, the niches of niches.
Yep.
Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I will, and look forward to it next time, and I enjoyed being with you.
We'll see you next month. Sam's going to be back next month, folks, with some more of his wisdom. Always appreciate Sam sharing some of his ideas with us that he's garnered from a life in the marketplace. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.